From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The Senate is due to cast a crucial vote on the nation's health care system this evening, one that will determine whether proposed legislation can move forward. Democrats need 60 votes for the overhaul bill to go to the Senate floor for debate. Majority Leader Harry Reid is hoping to secure support from the Senate's 58 Democrats and 2 independents. The second wave of the new H1N1, or swine flu, pandemic that began last spring may be peaking in the United States, but that doesn't mean the end is in sight. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Dr. Ann Sugat of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says doctors everywhere are seeing slightly fewer patients with cough, fever, muscle aches, and other flu symptoms.
We are beginning to see some declines in influenza activity around the country, but there is still a lot of influenza everywhere. Much greater than we would ever see at this time of year.
By the latest count, 43 states report widespread flu, down from 46 states the previous week. But CDC officials are worried that the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday could give the swine flu virus an advantage. So many people will be traveling over such a short period. So it's launching a campaign urging people to travel well. That is, stay home if they're sick. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Military prosecutors today hold the first court hearing for alleged Fort Hood shooter Major Nidal Hassan in his hospital room at Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio, Texas. The hearing will determine whether Hassan should be jailed before his murder trial. He faces 13 charges of first-degree murder. Hassan is reportedly paralyzed from gunshot wounds. Meanwhile, the Senate Armed Services Committee will investigate whether the FBI properly handled email communication between Hassan and a radical Muslim cleric. That's according to Committee Chairman Carl Levin. FBI task forces reportedly knew about the emails, but Defense Department officials didn't until after the shootings. California's jobless rate climbed again last month to its highest rate since World War II. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Peter John Schuller has details.
California's unemployment rate edged up to 12.5% in October, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Only 3 states had higher rates last month: Michigan, Nevada, and Rhode Island. California's unemployment is higher than the national rate of 10.2%. Nearly 2.3 million Californians were out of work in October. The state says that doesn't include nearly 500,000 workers who have taken low-paying or part-time jobs because that's all they could find, or the 109,000 people who have given up looking for work. The hardest-hit county in California was Imperial, along the border with Mexico, with an unemployment rate of 30%. For NPR News, I'm Peter John Schuller in San Francisco.
This is NPR News. Thousands of students at California's 10-campus state university system held demonstrations yesterday to protest a 32% hike in student fees. Hundreds clashed with police and dozens were arrested. The head of the UC system says protests should be directed at state legislators who've repeatedly cut funding. A teenage boy has pleaded guilty to killing a U.S. Border Patrol agent east of San Diego in July. Other suspects are still at large. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Amy Isaacson reports.
17-year-old Christian Daniel Castro Alvarez says he killed Border Patrol agent Robert Rosas while trying to rob him. Authorities say Castro and others were after government property, but they won't say what that is. Castro and his cohort snuck across the border in a dark, rugged area. Rosas was patrolling alone that night. Castro and the others allegedly lured the agent from his vehicle. There was a struggle over Rosas's gun. He was shot in the head 4 times and died. Castro turned himself in to U.S. authorities about 3 weeks later. Richard Barlow with the Border Patrol read a statement outside San Diego Border Patrol headquarters in response to Castro's plea.
The Rosas murder investigation will continue to be a priority until all involved in the murder are brought to justice.
Castro faces life in prison. For NPR News, I'm Amy Isaacson in San Diego.
European sports officials are investigating what they call a massive game-fixing ring of professional soccer teams in 9 countries. The European Union Football Association says the deals affected at least 200 matches this season and netted the criminal gang more than $15 million. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.